Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and your parts.
Oh, we sure do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's true.
It's true, la.
How are you, lover?
Good.
Are you still stoned from this weekend?
It took a little hangover. We had a lot of edibles in the state of Colorado.
Beautiful state.
They just sell them out. It was such a gorgeous state. We were all over the state. We were high for about four straight days, but it was nice.
All up in that state. I love gummy edibles. I think they're great.
Yeah. We smuggled some back into the country. Ha-ha.
Don't. The TSA is listening to this podcast.
All right. And back into the state, I meant, not the country.
I got really nervous when there was a dog.
Yeah, he was a bomb
security,
sniffer,
but he was sniffing for bombs, not weed.
He was a great pup, but you just never know. Is he on our side? Is he not on our side?
I thought he was.
He was. He let us. He knew what was going on, but he let it slide.
You know who else is on our side?
Oh, yes. You know this California gal. She's a Manhattan-based comedy writer and performer. Her credits include staff writing positions at College Humor, MTV, and she writes for Vulture.
That's right. She's also the founder of Project You Are Okay, an awesome nonprofit organization seeking to combat the isolation of mental illness in teens through accessible, funny, and meaningful content. Welcome, Miss Jenny Jaffe.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really well, actually. Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for coming down.
Yeah. A little saucy.
To our small sex room.
That music was really doing it for me.
It sets the stage.
Hi.
Whew, she just unbuttoned her romper, everyone.
Romper.
I mean, you guys started off naked, which I thought was pretty presumptuous.
Yeah, we put clothes on slowly as
we go.
Just to make sure.
It was more evocative, actually.
Isn't it?
It
well,
is.
You know how when you're wearing like a super long skirt and you like hike it up to where you would normally be wearing your shorts and mm-hmm. it feels really scandalous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it's like, right? You're creating the atmosphere where it feels more scandalous.
Yes.
The potential for naughtiness.
Totally.
It's kind of like when you pull one tit out of your bathing suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
like
walk
that.
Around. Just a little taste of tantalizing.
Or a big taste, depending.
What does the other one look like?
Yes,
I know,
yeah.
Right? I'll never tell.
I'm dying to see the pair.
You'll never see the right.
Well.
We were talking about toplessness at the beach last night, weren't we? Were we falling asleep? Or just generally?
You seen Fort Tilden?
I have not yet, but the topless girl in it is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Do a lot of theater.
Well, there were a couple
four.
Of
yeah.
I didn't know there were a lot. Birds. I just know my friend, Hallie.
Yeah.
Is naked.
Oh, Hallie Huss.
Yeah.
She was great in it.
Yeah, she was.
So there's that scene. Spoiler, there are some boobies out, but it just made me laugh a lot.
It was just
there's
very
just
casual.
Something about sitting
great.
Around talking with your tatas just dangling that just made me laugh.
That's always
in public.
Yeah. That's always a weird feeling, right?
I wish it someday wouldn't be, but yeah, I feel like it always, I think if you walked into a room, I feel like I would get over it quickly, but there's no way I would ever walk into any social situation in public and see someone topless or even, I guess, bottomless, and not just at least register it and be like, oh, well, okay, all right.
Well, because it's not the norm.
Right.
And it's legal, but you'd never do it unless you were like, I'm making a statement.
Trying to prove.
Right.
Yeah,
so I don't,
New
I,
York, it is legal. Yeah.
It is. I think I require a bra too much. Like,
right.
I would not be comfortable with the amount of just, like, extra movement that
yeah.
would involve.
Right.
You don't want to stiffen yourself up.
You don't want to be flopping around.
No.
But some body parts are funny to me. Their boobs, dicks,
balls are hilarious.
Butts,
yeah, balls, scrotum specifically.
Like I never laugh at vaginas, but I laugh at balls.
Not just the actual testes. No, the shriveled sack is the funniest.
Seeing
the
a ball without a sack makes me just feel sad.
That's a dangerous proposition. Yeah,
I think that maybe like based on your pattern, like the funniness to you of like body parts is their wiggliness.
Yeah,
because like your vagina isn't really wiggly.
No.
It's just like you know, just like kind of. You know, soldered on up there, but
yeah.
like, but
God her... soldered my vagina.
yeah, but like
the workshop,
like the like squiggliness of like a yeah. flaccid penis is
yeah.
It's just
it's fun.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm. I also love old people naked or in bathing suits.
Oh, the best.
Old people are never embarrassed either.
They just don't. They're like waiting to die, and they're like, "Fuck you! I'm getting some sun," and
yeah.
you're just like. It's the best.
Yeah, and the sagginess is, again, that makes it funny. Some parts that might not have even been
I
like,
love it,
good,
though.
Like elbow skin or jowls.
Oh, just skin hanging.
Nice saggy jowls are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Until we get old, balls are really the jowls of the
The jowls of the loin.
Yes. Jowls of the loin, yes.
The testicles, the jowls of the loin. That was a good health class vid.
That's true. Jowls are pretty classy.
Yeah, what else? Nipples are great, though.
Nipples are good.
Yeah.
They're I like nipples because they're different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you never know. Like, it's fun when you're, like, undressing someone for the first time. It's fun. It's like a Kinder Egg.
Yeah.
Like, what kind am I going to get here?
Yeah. How much of the body does the nipple cover?
Yep.
That's a part that I like to look at.
There's a zone, I feel, that's all good. But then you go outside of that zone. If your nipple's covering up into your neck, then I would say.
My friend Jeremy has a third nipple.
Where?
Here. Kind of like if you, for the listeners, like if you were a dog, like you're having like.
Oh, the multi.
Harry Styles has like four nipples or something.
The
One Direction.
Yeah, the One Direction.
Yeah.
One Direct, four nips. Yikes.
Oh, man.
Harry, I didn't know that.
Are they erogenous zones? Do the extra nipples still have that sensitivity of the original two, or are they just?
I don't know.
How
worthless.
Like, how do you tell it's a nipple? Besides just being, because like
I think when milk comes out.
There's no way to know for sure until milk comes out.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, because some of them, I feel like someone once told me I think they had a third nipple, and I looked and I thought, nah, this isn't really a
You're
nipple.
Like,
this is
nice
just
a freckle.
Yeah, exactly.
Liar.
Nice growth.
I have
go get
a lot
it
of freckles.
Out.
Like I could be covered in nipples.
You have 19
not
nipples.
Not know it.
Holy crap! When I go in the sun, I get nipples all over my body. Okay.
Sweet nips. We like to wine and dine our guests here, right?
Mm-hmm. I try to do that about the classiness of the jowls, and didn't work.
Down.
My segue
failed. Oh, my. You floated. I saw something in your eyes, and I was like, what
no,
is she
I mean,
got
that
going?
Was on me. It was a fail. So we wine and dine people.
Yes.
Because we're classy, right?
We try to be, yeah. So we asked Jenny what her favorite beverage was.
She said, grande vanilla soy iced coffee, light ice.
And to be fair, it's because it is the middle of the day, and she still has stuff to do.
I do. I have to go back to the office after this.
Yeah.
But... So, I like because I really considered like what I was going to say because like I wanted to seem cool. And I was like, honestly, like if I could just drink anything, it would just be my Starbucks order.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is like that's just like.
No, it's a classic. It's a classic. Movie.
I think it's cool to be yourself.
Yeah. It's delicious, you guys. It's so it's
get
so
out there.
Good.
Get some. Hey, I also think it's good to have one non-booze drink that you like.
Oh, yeah.
I find if you don't, you end up. Just drinking all the time.
Mine was vodka, but then I learned that there's booze in it, so I'm still searching.
Yes,
booze,
I told
but it's
you.
It's clear.
I know. I thought it was water. Thought it was.
It's just gross water, right?
It's just, yeah, it's just something a little. The taps are
no
a little
water
off.
Is gross water. Vodka is good water.
That's a good vodka is good water.
I like this Starbucks order because there's something for everybody here.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
There's
but,
like
yeah.
soy. There's protein.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Grande, that's a little like kind of like fun Spanish, Italian ethnicity.
There's a little ethnic flair to it with the grande. Definitely.
Caffeine.
There is caffeine. That's the most important
that's
part.
The, yeah.
Are you single?
I'm not.
So no
How
mingling.
How was that segue?
That was a perfect one.
It's a pretty good segue.
So you're not looking to mingle?
I'm not. I mean, you know.
All right.
No, who knows? But yeah, no.
Not today.
Mild mingling.
Not the moment. Yeah.
Do you drink Starbucks with your lover?
I do. I like the idea of calling him a lover. He doesn't drink as much coffee as me, which is to say he drinks a normal amount of coffee.
Oh.
He's really into this one coffee shop kind of near my apartment these days called like, it's not called 7 pounds. It's called some measurement of weight and it's got amazing cold brew. So I'm drinking a lot of cold brew with him.
That's I think all really I can good. Really mess with. I don't really drink a lot of coffee either. You drink coffee every day.
I like coffee.
You do.
I'm on like a constant stream of like nursing like half drunk cups of iced coffee. Yeah. It's like the accessory I come with.
Yep. Just always.
You can like blindly reach a hand over and find something.
That's how it feels like
apartment.
On. And there's like just empty Starbucks cups everywhere. It's like I'm like an emblem of my demographic and like my coat of arms is just like a bunch of empty like coffee and smoothie cups.
That's great. I love smoothies.
So do I. I'll go smoothie over coffee. Caffeine's a funny drug. You know,
at Liquiteria, cool. There's a coffee smoothie. That is my favorite thing.
Ooh,
that
now.
Sounds like just diarrhea waiting to happen.
It
yeah,
is.
Just going in and coming out. Same. The Bucks has those drinks. I if I ever go there, and I think they're like 7,000 calories, but they have those frozen.
Oh,
you remember I got that one with, Frappuccino, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got one of those, a couple
fraps
of those.
Fraps are great.
Yeah, they're so, it's like a taste, it's like a fucking dessert with caffeine in it.
Yeah, it's a treat, a tasty treat.
Yeah, gets your excess
right
pounds moving throughout the day. It gives them to you and then shakes them around.
That sounds scientific.
It does. You know what else does?
Huh?
Sexy science.
Woo! What do we do here?
A little quick boogie. Well, we like things sexy and we like things scientific, so we rip articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
And we discuss them. So this one, we tore this one right out of Jezebel. And the title of this article is Louisiana Official Asks to Speed Up Wife Stalking Trial So He Can Run for Re-Election.
I just want to be a part of your life.
Oh, this is the way you do it, huh? Showing up at my apartment?
What am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls. You change your number. I mean, I'm not going to be ignored, Dan.
Oh, yes.
Great clip.
So,
that's Fatal Attraction.
That was a little Fatal Attraction.
Stalking.
What did you glean from this article, dear?
Okay, well, Dave Peralta, a Louisiana local government official, was indicted in August on a whopping 22 counts of malfeasance in office and of using his employees to stalk his ex-wife.
Yikes. Now Peralta's demanding that all his charges be brought to the speediest possible trial so that he could get all this stalking business out of the way before he runs for re-election in October.
Yeah.
22 counts.
Wow. This guy's a real piece of shit. In a separate case, Peralta was indicted on sexual battery charges, accused of handcuffing his then-wife and forcing her to blow him. He then claimed she asked for it, saying this is what she wanted for her birthday. That's a direct quote.
Huh. A birthday present defense. That's a wild, wild move.
So this guy's a real scumbag, and he's trying to get a speedy trial so right. He can run for re-election.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he doesn't have my vote.
I know.
I don't live in Louisiana, but I don't give a damn.
How would he ever?
I think Louisiana is just like.
Spin this.
A lawless land.
It's okay.
Yeah, it depends on who you know. I think it's getting a little bit better, but I feel like, it is for many years just deep-seated shady shit going on and with the government and corruption and whatnot. So sometimes I feel like he's got some friends.
Right. That, and sometimes I feel like old white dudes just like do whatever they want.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
like,
true.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's like the narrative right now, but it's just like, yeah, that happened. Let's just do a speedy trial. It's almost like onward and upward and people like respect the hustle and they're just like, what?
I mean, if you live irreproachably for long enough, yes. At some point, not only will you think you're irreproachable, but everybody else will.
Exactly.
Yeah. You put yourself on that pedestal.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, that's just hearsay. Come on now. Let's get back to business. And people are like, okay, we'll do what he says.
Yeah. I mean, look, he must know what he's talking about. Yeah. He just got himself off 22 counts of.
22 counts.
And he got stalking. Off in his that's poor horrifying. Wife's mouth.
That's a he horrifying did. Story, too.
Yeah, it is.
What
a, so geez. How when you.
Forcing someone to blow you is like, just like, what?
Yeah.
Forcing someone to blow you when they did not explicitly say, hey, listen, doesn't that sound like she did?
No.
I feel like, look.
On her birthday?
There's a different.
Or his birthday. Whose
hers.
Birthday? Her birthday.
This does not sound like consensual non-consent to
no.
me.
No.
That's my point.
No.
He's claiming that she was like, honey, for my birthday, I want you to handcuff me and make me blow you. Which is possible.
Sure.
But
this guy's got,
this dude.
His rap sheet does not indicate that this is like a. Friendly blow.
If you were running against this man in October, would you do anything other than every single question that was asked just be like, he raped his wife?
Yeah.
Like, what else? What I mean, that's what it is. You don't need to really run on any other platform other than this is what this guy did.
That's a
22 counts.
Yeah. What's your platform in regards to the economy?
It was my opponent's wife's birthday, and he handcuffed her and forcibly entered her mouth. Yeah.
Wow, great answer.
Yeah.
Great answer.
So that, thank you.
And if I were your campaign manager, I would make buttons.
Yes.
That say Peralta handcuffs people and makes them blow him.
That's like all you ever have to do.
That's all you need.
This is a question from Twitter. Let's say it's your wife's birthday. What do you get her?
Well, mouth sex and surprise her with it, even if she doesn't ask for it.
Right, we're going to vote for the other guy.
Yeah,
thank
all
you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I tried. I speeded that trial up pretty quick.
The other guy is like, I just get blown when people want to blow me.
Yeah.
That's a good slogan.
That's a great campaign to run off of. Just get blown when people want to blow me.
Yeah.
That's the only time is when people consensually blow me.
That's your button.
Yeah. It's a bigger button.
Yeah.
It speaks volumes.
Consensual blowies. I'm for it.
Yes. I want to see those signs on the yard down in Louisiana.
Oh, man. Louisiana. Come on.
Yeah, you're better than that. Maybe you're not.
Maybe
you're
not.
We'll find out if this guy is reelected.
That's such a funny like ad video, too, where it's just like you walking through different fields and stuff. Like, hi, I'm Ruth Meyer. I want to be your congressman. I don't want to be your congressman because I have particularly good stances on the economy, on job creation. I just want you to know that I'm the candidate who won't handcuff you and force you to blow me.
And like one person doesn't vote for you for that.
It's Peralta.
It's Peralta himself. He's cast
like,
that vote, that lone vote. Hold on. Not my state.
I would love to see the back and forth though, if like then the his
his smear campaign.
Yeah, his smear campaign.
Murph Meyer says he doesn't forcibly enter women's mouths.
But he'd probably do the same thing if it was his wife's birthday. Just like a zoom in.
Yeah, on a birthday candle.
Why hasn't he done this yet? He's not married. Dun, dun, dun. And then you pay some sad hooker to say that you did do that.
Yep.
Just shenanigans.
Oh, man. Just a real messy campaign, I feel, down in Louisiana.
Sticky.
Well, fuck you, Peralta.
Please.
No,
I was just going to say it was the one campaign where write-in candidate Stewie Griffin won.
Yes. Yeah, that's the... this is the one. The chance to write him in.
Finally.
We get one dud and a rapist.
Well,
what people reach out to us, right?
Speaking of congressmen, let's put the power back in the people's hands.
Listener love.
Listener mailbag.
The power is in your hands, people.
So basically, Jenny, people write us, they tweet at us, they stop us sometimes in the subway because they think that we're sexperts and they want help with their hearts and parts. Yeah. So we're hoping you can give some of your expertise here.
Oh, gosh, I hope so. Thank you, guys. Wow. Yeah.
Well, we blow it on a weekly basis, so no pressure.
We handcuff it and blow it. Oh, no, the other way. Haas, what do we have?
Our first question comes from Timothy in California via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. Tim wonders, every time I go on a date, I eat too much to have sex after.
Mm-hmm.
I always say I won't, but I eat when I'm nervous. Any tips?
Yeah.
I've eaten a lot pre-sex sometimes. And I just wonder how much would you have to eat to be unable to have.
You'd have to be ill, right? You'd have to eat to an obscene.
What if he just ate things that were better and would like be better in his stomach?
Ooh.
Also, if you drink water between bites, you eat less.
Wow. Is that true?
Yeah, take a sip of water after each bite.
You mean vodka, right?
The good water. Stay hydrated.
Staying hydrated is a good tip.
Yeah. And yeah, if you do get nervous, snack on a celery stick with some peanut butter.
That's a good call. Something with protein to keep your fall longer.
Yeah.
Or don't go to a restaurant for a date.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
No, that's
not at all. I'm saying aren't there any dates where you can't like pound pasta or something? There has got to be.
They're just like walking through the park.
Let's all go around
pounding pasta.
Let's go around the circle and say a cool date that doesn't involve eating. I'll start. A lizard museum. Jenny?
Go do some throwback roller skating.
Love it.
At the Philharmonic. They don't allow food in there, I don't think, during the performance.
The date.
Going on a survival retreat in the woods.
Oh, you got to hunt for your food.
You got to forage.
So you'll work up a sweat.
They show up at like the Philharmonic or something. He's like, thank God, a place I won't have to eat pasta. Just pass around bowls of
big pasta pound. Yeah, these are the little treats we pass out during the Philharmonic.
Also, the survival one's funny because he's like, no, I'm not too full. I'm just too tired because I just chased a fucking blue jay for 5 miles trying to eat something.
Oh, in our early days of our relationship, we pounded a lot of food and then still managed to
fucked. Yeah. But it was gross. You have to make sure you both eat a lot because we like smelled like chicken and had like ice cream in our hair.
Yeah.
The first year of any relationship is just like gaining weight while fucking.
We were
at
our
exactly
wedding.
What?
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't realize this, but we look back at our wedding photos and like neither of us had necks.
No, our necks went away. It was wintertime and we were getting married and we were.
I really like that you guys didn't do the like bridal boot camp thing though or whatever because that drives me crazy.
Oh,
it's like
you get skinny.
It's like the other person knows who they're fucking marrying.
Yes.
Like, you know.
Yeah, you're just going to try to be who you aren't for one day. Like you gear up towards this boot camp.
I guess it's for the pictures, but like Photoshop is a thing now.
Photoshop's fine.
Oh, yeah. I've Photoshopped my jowls out of at least 3 wedding photos.
You gave them, put them onto my jowls. I had double jowls in those.
I didn't want to like misrepresent how many jowls were in our marriage. I just wanted to move them around.
To move them around a little bit. Yeah, sure.
Oh, my jowls are your jowls
now.
That was my vows. Those were my vows.
Those were the vows.
Me jowls, two jowls.
Timothy, look, don't just go to the Philharmonic.
Just don't even.
And don't eat the Philharmonic pasta.
Don't eat that. Pass on that linguine.
Linguine.
Oz, who else do we have?
Oh, man.
Our second question is from Mel in Hoboken via our Facebook page, Ménage à Trois Radio. Mel asks, I'm sort of dating my landlord, but I want to break up. I'm scared she'll raise the rent. Do I have to move or what?
This seems like it was a bad situation to get into.
Yeah, in the first place.
Yeah, it's just like dating a roommate, but way worse because, like, they
she
can
owns
really,
the building.
Yeah, they can really fuck with you.
Yeah.
You change the locks on your front door, like not the door to your apartment, but like the door before the mailbox is.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she could do like.
That's a really good point, though. This is the ultimate. It's like, yeah, dating a roommate sometimes is tricky, but this is the ultimate of that because, yeah.
And you're not allowed to change the locks on them back, like, because it's their building.
I don't know if this is, like, appropriate, but what about 311?
Ooh, snitches.
What extension do you hit if you're dating
your landlord?
Is there, like, a power imbalance thing going on? Like, is this, like, if there was, like, a human resources for, like, living in buildings, would you have to report this to HR?
I think so.
Because, I don't know if she's giving him, like, you know, discounts or whatever. Like, there's, like, some definite, like, power stuff in play.
Yeah, there might be some renter laws that have been violated with this. Because also, yeah, they could raise or lower the rent based on their situation. She could kick him out for no reason.
Or if she like, repainted his bathroom but no one else in the building.
Oh, starts gaslighting.
Just comes
him.
In and like grabbing his like t-shirts and
sniffing them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And he just comes in and like nothing's like gone, but everything's changed.
Moved 1 inch and he thinks he grew an inch.
Like the like what's that book from
Gaslight.
The Roald Dahl book? The one where they like make those people think they're going crazy.
Oh, I didn't know this Roald Dahl.
Oh, where they like slowly make everything they like slowly make their shoes like
little,
taller. Yeah. So they suddenly think they're
Yeah, it's a good psychological warfare.
They did that in, do you remember the movie Ski Patrol?
Yeah.
Maybe it was Ski
based
school.
On the Roald Dahl book, Ski Patrol.
They did, right? That was the.
But there's a shorter man, and they end up, they knock him out with drugs, and then he wakes up in like an elf house, the Christmas display, like the ski resort, and he's like, I'm tall! But he's not.
No.
Awesome.
It was a rotten
anyway,
trick.
It was a mean
trick. Sounds like a great movie.
Yeah. Well, Mel, watch Ski School. And then get back to us.
It might be Ski Patrol.
Oh, Ski Patrol.
All right. Well, lastly, we have at Wayne Wanders tweeted us at Ménage Radio. Wayne types, does weed really affect your sex drive? Because I smoke weed every day and I still bang, baby.
Baby.
Oh, well,
like
this
that.
Guy
that
just sounds like a rad thing. Party animal.
Yeah, he's just the coolest dude ever. Smoking
like
weed all the time. Fucking.
Wayne. You sound really cool.
You're definitely 15, right, Wayne?
Yeah, Wayne, you're in. You're just getting into high school this year, right, Wayne?
Yeah, it's so cool that you smoke tons of Chiba and still get hard cock.
Yeah.
For 15 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Wait, that's kind of respectable. for 5 minutes.
15 minutes.
Wayne, what the fuck is this?
Well, Wayne, yeah, I think youth is.
Well,
I think you nailed
it
with that.
Who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting the minutes?
Yeah.
Ben, we all count.
Really? You guys
Peralta's wife was counting, I guarantee you that.
Whenever
she was handcuffed to that bed.
Murph
That's
gets
horrible.
A boner.
It is.
We start a timer.
We get it going. It's one of those kitchen timers, so you hear it like and then it goes ding.
Got a Pavlovian timer response.
That's
now.
Right.
Yeah. You just can't stay harder longer.
Especially when we're high. Because I think as you get older you get high sometimes.
I feel like I'm still high.
But also, people are different. Some people like weed to get going.
You
get
know what,
into
though?
It?
I feel like you try to stay out of your head sometimes when you're in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. Like for a guy, because you're like trying to stay on.
Find
stay
the
on,
G-spot.
Trying to get to that 5 minute mark.
Trying to hit that 5 minute mark. And like when you smoke, like I definitely, yeah, I feel like it increases the pleasure too as well. So,
but it can be like, that can be like too intense too. If you're like really high and someone's like, like, you know, if you're really high and you're in the middle of sex and it's like good. The problem is then it's too good. And then you're like, oh, shit. Like, this is not the correct response.
And that if it's bad, you just start weeping.
Yeah.
And also, like, it's like less about the sex or what I've found. My high weed sex experiences.
High weed.
High weed.
My high weed.
High weed, is that, sex.
It's that, it's like I found I was like less focused on the sex and more just like your skin feels cool or like, have you ever noticed that we're always touching air?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're doing something with our bodies at the same time together.
Yeah.
It's cool. You feel intertwined of this. Yeah. No, your head does get into that space. I did that with us once. I don't know if I think I told the story on here before, but just when we were having sex really high once. And
you stopped to shit?
No, I stopped. Well, no, that was a different time. I don't know if I was high during that, but I had to stop to shit because I would have shit on the floor. But no, the other time was when we were both pretty high. And I remember that sensation of all those things you're saying of like, oh, we do this together. And now this is. And it got so intense that I did just lose my erection because I completely lost my mind as to where I was or what was happening.
Oh, really?
So it was like dark. We were in the dark. So it was just a very intense.
Are you sure this was me?
This was definitely you.
Cool.
Also, like,
I'm like, I don't remember that.
The other thing that I feel like is like a treacherous place to go is that you're getting your heart rate up on purpose, and when you're high your heart rate goes up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you're a panicky high at all, like that's not
palpitation
fun.
You're like AIDS, babies, gonorrhea.
Uh-huh.
You think of all the disease. And
I go two ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I just learned about weed this weekend.
Yes, please. We grabbed some beers just to have, but you can have those sweet bucks.
There's like two main kinds of weed, which I didn't realize, sativa and indica. Which I didn't know. Apparently, everyone knew this. I just thought weed was weed and made you feel.
You come
all
from
cool.
The old school, the
I
old
do.
Country where weed was weed.
I just smoke green shit.
Yeah.
Fuck as long as I can. No, but so sativa made me like I like talked a lot. I felt really social. I like giggled, and then that seems like it'd be really good sex weed.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Indica, I was like couldn't
like couch
move.
Lock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think feel like that would be like, don't touch me. Like, I don't think I would have any drive whatsoever. Yeah.
Well, little boy, it sounds like you got some sativa on your hands. Stay away from that indica.
And we all know you're lying, tiny dick freak.
Oh, boy.
Just kidding. We love all of our listeners, even Wayne. Well, that concludes our...
Oh, yes. That was it. That was it for the questions.
I really feel like we helped some people today. Thank you, guys.
I think we did.
The landlord one especially.
That was, that like.
That was the one that was truly disturbing.
I had the thought, and I don't know the gender of the person writing, but like I do feel like if it was the opposite situation where it was like a woman writing about her male landlord, I'd be like, I'm freaked out for you.
Yeah,
you should
I need
go.
To call. Yeah, exactly.
Right. He has keys to your apartment.
Yeah, that's like what freaks me out about it is like.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe just move.
311 it. 311 it.
I mean, how much did you like this apartment?
Yeah, how good is the apartment? If it's New York, there's at least one thing about it that you could probably improve on.
Do you think there's a good enough apartment that it'd be worth staying in this terrible situation?
Let's say it's like rent stabilized.
Ooh.
And it's like a brownstone. Like a rent stabilized West Village brownstone.
And I just get my t-shirt sniffed every now
and
again.
Which is like, with
a tiny balcony.
Yes, and exposed brick.
Oh my God, stop.
And like a really big bathroom.
What?
Yeah. It like always works.
Gonna marry my landlord.
Yeah, then I would just marry the
then
abusive.
You just stay
one.
In that.
Yeah, in that abusive situation for as long as possible. Well, those questions were great, but we have some that we would like to ask our guest.
Okay,
Jenny,
ready.
This is called Six Sextions. It's just six rapid fire sex questions.
Yeah,
all you have to do is answer as quickly as you can.
Hell yeah!
Off the top of my head.
Yes, I'm you look ready.
Zone. Yeah, I've had like a coffee and a half, so I'm good.
She's flying high, folks.
Let's do it. Starting now. Would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
Oh, 10,000.
Jenny, what's the sexiest animal?
Bonobos? Is that obvious?
69 or 420?
Both?
Yeah.
Which Golden Girl best represents your sex habits?
Oh, Blanche.
Woo!
Which U.S. president would you bone?
Oh, Obama.
Yeah.
My bell's fucking up. And what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
A sense of humor.
Yeah.
This is Spin Six Sections with Jenny Jaffe.
That was great.
We have some follow-ups.
Yeah.
69 and 420. Just make sure it is the sativa strains.
I feel like you would get really like...
Because the 69 is a very intimate... If you're high while you're in those regions, you're getting every crevice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You are
getting... I mean, if you're like really inspecting and you're in that headspace where you're kind of like...
I feel like it would be less about like the actual like giving of oral sex and more about the like, this is interesting down here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why does the skin feel so nice and soft?
Why is everything so jingly jangly?
Have you always had that mole?
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful.
Sexy stuff like that.
Do you guys, like, I just think it's beautiful how many colors exist on one portion of your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, do you mind if I just take a little nap right in here?
You're like, this just smells different. It doesn't smell good or bad. It just smells different. I'm going to keep sniffing.
Sniff, sniff.
Never smelled this.
So bonobos, you said plural.
Bonobos, like as a...
As a whole.
As a whole. I don't think they're the sexiest looking, but they're the ones that are like...
They're very
like
sexual.
Yeah, they're the most sexual animals.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're on, and they're primates, so...
Well, they're the only... Like, so the bonobo, like, structure is such that their culture solves... problems through sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like they solve they resolve their differences through sex.
So it's like Canada.
It's
a lot like
it's Canada.
Yeah, it's Canada. The bonobos are like the Canadian
Utopia.
People.
Or but it's like
they trade sugar cane for sex as well.
Do.
They have forms of prostitution.
And they also the gender like the sort of it's sort of like a pansexual paradise where everyone just sort of has sex with everyone and it's like all different. It's like using sex as a social not currency, but as like a social connection, which I think
that's
is
cool.
Think is really rad.
It's like Hollywood in the
70s. It is. It's like Dennis Hopper.
It's like Dennis Hopper as a bonobo just going to town.
I think they're pretty sexy looking, actually. Is that just me?
Well, you see, it's a close. It's close to humans in some ways. You see those tots hanging.
Do you guys know about the sexy gorilla from Japan? Do you guys know about this?
Yes. That all the women went wild for?
It's
I saw this
weirdest phenomenon because I looked at it.
Looked like every other gorilla
it
to me.
It looks like a gorilla, but they're all like, this girl is really handsome. I'm like, this girl's a... I mean, maybe as far as gorillas go, but still that's like the like top of the...
Of the, yeah.
King of the dipshits.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I just mean it's like, yeah, you're the top, but like, who cares?
Yeah, but it's like, what's the, like, women were like flocking to this gorilla and
it was
like taking pictures and like.
You know what's weird though? There's a lot of,
No, no, go ahead.
There's a lot of actors who I don't think if I didn't know they were actors, I would find sexy. But once everyone says, this is our golden child and he deserves to be on the big screen, then you're like, oh, he's got something. So I wonder if enough people told me this gorilla was sexy, if I would maybe think he was kind of sexy.
Well, it just, like, a lot of the time it looked like he was, like, kind of striking poses.
Oh, yeah. No, he was hamming it up.
But it's, like, he still, like, isn't human. So, like, I, you know, you still look at him and you're still, like, there's still a...
Pros.
So,
poses. Cons. Not human.
Not human. yeah, so he probably wouldn't
also,
be
he would,
up.
Like, totally kill you if you
he
had
would,
sex with him.
No, he's a savage.
He's a gorilla. Yeah.
He's a gorilla. If,
he,
if anything sets him
up.
Off, he might beat that pussy up.
Oh, are these the pictures
up.
Of the sexy
you bringing
gorilla?
Him up?
Yeah, I mean...
He does look really sexy
you know,
to me.
See, I feel
he
like
he looks like a gorilla.
Yeah, I think he's like a he's a six.
How is he different
like he's
than
not,
other gorillas?
He's yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's slightly above average, but he's nothing to flock to.
He's like popping and locking in that one.
Yeah, there is actually a cute one of him posing with his hand on his
it's
chin.
The pose.
But like even if it was like he literally has Michael Fassbender's face on a gorilla body,
or his
he's
Michael
still
Fassbender's
a gorilla.
Dick.
Yeah, Fassbender's face and Fassbender's dick. Because
but then he's still mostly gorilla, and
he
that
is.
Part is like, I wouldn't get over that part.
No, that would be, yeah, those that midsection, that would be all like ripply gorilla.
Question, what percent would a gorilla have to be Michael Fassbender for you to make love to them?
Does he have his
like
acting?
80,
chops?
I think. 80%.
I'm going to go 51.
Feet,
so
put
I can
gorilla
say,
feet on him. You could probably ignore that.
If Michael Fassbender had gorilla feet, I would still sleep with Michael Fassbender.
Yes.
But then it's more Fassbender than, like, I think at the point where it's more Fassbender than gorilla, I sleep with the gorilla.
Ooh.
That's why I said
51%. Than fast. I don't know what I'm...
That, yeah.
Than Fassbender.
Yeah, that's interesting. The hybrid of Fassbender and a gorilla. Oh man, I just don't know if this guy. Also, gorillas' dicks, you know, are legendarily small, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, really?
For their stature, the dicks don't.
Humans have the biggest for mammals, biggest dick to body size ratio.
Even out of
Take that, whales.
What about whales?
Whales are,
but they're so big.
Whales are so big, though, yeah, so that proportionally. And they so have like 12-foot dicks, but they're also like...
That don't impress me. That's what the girl whales say.
They're also... They also like, but like the thing about whale dicks is that they're prehensile and fight each other. Like that's the more impressive part.
What?
They're like sword fighting with their dicks.
They like, so the first whale, so the thing about the whale, about the way whale pregnancy works is that within a certain time period, the most recent partner a female whale has had is the father of her children. Because the whale dicks are so like mobile and prehensile, and the rate at which they come is so fast that they actually wash out the rest of the cum that was up there from the previous whale, and then that so that,
I just had this.
So they have to fight each other for like getting into the lady whales.
So if you hustle, you can wash out before it gets to the eggs.
Well, there's a theory that that's why human dicks are shaped the way they are, is because then they can create the plunging thing. But whales do that.
But that doesn't work, does it?
No.
Mari Povich would be out of a job, I think, if that worked.
I don't think it's always the last lover, but like if you made love to like five guys in 24 hours.
It would have to be while there's still semen in you, which is like what the whales do.
Oh, okay.
Right. I think it's also there's like strong sperm and weak sperm.
Yeah.
I've heard that human sperm fights each other.
Wait, that if two sperm get in and fight?
I just lied about that. I'm sorry.
Oh, you did hear it. It looked like you heard it because you
said
it.
I've heard a lot of things.
I think that's actually correct, but I still think you'd have to have a lot of unprotected sex within like a handful of hours.
And you'd have to have a working uterus.
Totally.
Your uterus would need to be working for sure.
A lot of things need to line up.
So many factors for pregnancy. Now, but the weirdest dicks are those, the corkscrew dicks from
ducks.
Those duck dicks.
Mm. No, thank you.
Yeah,
the Haas, Ben Hosley, just pulled up some whale dick action.
They fight each other. This is the only thing I learned from my linguistics course in college.
You did well in that class, I heard.
I did. Well, I wrote my entire, I literally focused my paper, my final, I got a D in that class.
A D?
I focused my final, I was already working at College Humor while I was in college and like kind of stopped
doing
school
stuff. Yeah.
So I, for this class, they literally, for the final paper, they were like, write like the most interesting thing you learned in class. And I wrote about whale mating because our teacher for our linguistics course would just tell us animal facts. Like, I think he was tenured and did not give a shit.
Yes, that's
like
on
literally
him.
All I would do if I were a teacher.
I really want this to come up because they literally come out. They're like these two big like hands, like sort of just like arm wrestling.
Wrestling around.
We're having trouble with the video, everybody.
But humans are still bigger
proportionally.
Not all humans.
Not. But you'd think gorillas would have giant dicks.
You would think. That's
you?
Why I always feel
especially
like.
Especially
we can pull
animal.
This up on our phones. We do have. Phones if
yeah,
you guys
let's
want to see a whale dick.
I definitely do.
I think we should do that after class.
Here's a quick thing about duck penises and why they're shaped that way. It's because female ducks evolved because the male ducks were so aggressive that the female ducks evolved to have these sort of like maze-like vaginas inside.
Ah,
and to adapt to that, the male ducks were like, ah, we're going to have to get corkscrew dicks to screw into. And they literally screw into them.
I didn't realize that. That's evolutionary like sexually aggressive tactics.
Right.
That's wild.
And you can taste a little bit of maize in every piece of foie gras.
Yeah.
I guess that's a goose.
That's a goose. But goose dicks are also crooked, I would say.
Yeah.
I think it's for flight, too, because it's tough if you're in flight to try to... But do they fuck around or do they fuck while they're flying around? I would fuck while I was flying if I could fly.
Yeah, yeah.
That seems like it would be really difficult. It's like standing up sex is hard enough.
Yeah, it is. That would probably
not
be for the duck
shower
porn
sex?
World.
Nobody ever does that successfully.
No.
Sometimes I try and I hit my back on the faucet and it hurts.
And that's over with then.
Yeah. You know it's not over?
Yes, I do. Our PC Spotlight.
Our power couple of the week.
You know it. 1.45 mile long New York City linear park built on an elevated section of disused New York Central Railroad spur.
And you know us, Homo sapiens. We're talking about the High Line.
And human beings.
People
so
are
here's
obsessed.
Something. Jenny has immediately.
Oh, no. I was going to say, are we about to talk about the Standard as being the number one? Because my friend's job used to be, he worked at the Standard, and like he would have to go out at night and call in the room numbers where you could see people having sex in the window.
Ooh,
yeah. I want to do
fun
that.
Job.
We had a hotel room at the Standard for Allison's birthday, but we didn't have any sex.
So no one dialed your number.
No, I mean, it was just like gay men and straight women, and there was nothing to be done.
Mm.
Yeah. You guys, like, one, somebody's going to have to take it for the team.
Yes.
I think we, like, put our tits on the glass, and then that was it.
Something. I mean, something.
Put them on the glass. Remember that song?
Yes.
Sir Mix-a-Lot? All right.
Sounds made up.
We can't pull anything.
One
up.
Time, no, the internet's down. We could actually say anything right it's now because there's no internet. So
the video, the Sir Mix-a-Lot video, is just girls. It's at a car wash, and they're like washing the car with their tits, and yeah. It's like put them on the glass.
Oh, it's like the sound of like breasts on glass. Like,
yes. Put them on the glass.
Was he the guy that did the butt song?
Yeah, he liked butts. Duh. And he liked tits on glass.
Oh,
he's a man of. Many
refined
tastes.
Refined taste.
Very refined.
He had that
tastes.
Third single called Ankles. What are they good for?
That one didn't chart, but
still
it was the ode to, it was the ultimate ode to ankles, I'll tell you that.
Lovingly remembered. All right. Basically the standard is really exciting.
Yes.
But also people just are obsessed with the Highline.
Yeah.
That's all this really is.
That's all it is. People are just obsessed with it.
I've done a lot of first dates on the Highline.
Have you?
Yeah. First date place?
Oh, whoa.
We've been notified.
Somebody just got a text or something. Or that Facebook. That was Facebook.
That sounded like Facebook.
That means Ben has an erection.
Yes, I do. He has this cool app hooked up to Facebook where it lets all
done.
His friends know. When, So it is a good first date spot, I would say.
What right? do you do? You're just like, here's
just
a chair.
Walk and talk.
It was like, I think it was like I used to go when I would have like, when I was doing like OkCupid. First dates and stuff, it was good to be like, I like wanted to be outside. I didn't want to be anywhere where like we were getting drunk together or anything.
Secluded
alone. Like, and then my feeling, and then my feeling was also, again, worked at College Humor. It's right next to the College Humor building.
Right.
So it would just be like an easy place to like go meet. You kind of walk. It's like a nice view. There's stuff to look at. And then if after an hour or whatever, you're like, this is going well.
Get a room at the standard.
You get a room at the standard.
Put the tits on glass.
I mean, you always, yeah, then you always just go like, oh, so like there's a bar nearby or whatever.
If, that's
yeah,
cool.
That actually is great because it's a great neighborhood to, yeah, to make a move to either get some food or to get some drinks. But you can also just be like, well, this was a nice outdoor time. Goodbye.
That's, yeah, I mean, that's the other thing you can say. Like, oh, it's getting late.
Yeah, we've been walking. I'm tired.
I like never went into a date without a hard out, though, where I would always be like, and I could always be like, oh, I lied about that because I realized, and then I realized I liked you. And then it's like a great move no matter what. Or you just go, oh, I have to go to this rehearsal. I wish I didn't.
Yep. That's always a good play. Yeah. And then, yeah. Or if it comes, oh, I just got an email. They canceled. We can spend the night.
Yeah. You're like, my phone's ringing. It's on silent. It's my boss.
Have a good exit strategy.
And the Highline's good because there's many exits.
Exactly. So yes.
You could
only
jump
walk.
Off if you had to. I mean, you'd probably want to land on something.
They don't recommend that.
No. I'm just saying if it was a
you just run really
date.
Hard in the other direction.
Other direction, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if having broken legs is better than being on the date, you definitely jump off.
Can you? I'm just saying you're in the middle of a date if you really felt like it wasn't going great and you're like, man, I got to. And then the person you're on a date with just turns and sprints in the other direction. Like you can at least, I think that's a clean break. A lot of people will do like, oh, I'll text again, but say, oh, I'll make an excuse. I think I prefer
what you just said.
Yeah, because you would know. There's no mistaking that for anything other than.
I think in the first half hour, you should get like carte blanche to just at any point say like, nope, and like walk away.
Yes.
Yeah, be like, you didn't mention the eye patch. I'll be going.
Or you didn't mention the eye patch. Should we go back to.
Exactly. Eye patch can go one of two ways.
I wasn't aware you only had one eye. Yeah, there should be 30 minutes.
We've never been on a date there. You never take me to the Highline.
I never took you to the Highline.
I'll take you.
Take me, please.
I took my grandma recently. That was fun.
Ooh.
Oh, did she end up sprinting in the other direction?
She hated it with me. Like, that was the thing. She's like, this is beautiful, but like, I wish I was
I wish it
with
was
you.
Something else.
I actually took both my boyfriend and my grandmas were both there. So we had two
very cute grandmas.
Very old Jewish women. It was
That's
really
amazing.
Cute.
That is cute.
We should find two old Jewish women to take with us.
You can have our grandmas if you want.
Nice.
Oh, thank you.
Into it. All right. Take me to the Highline.
Take me to the Highline for a hot date. You know what else is a hot date?
Yes, I do. Virtual sugar. Oh, yes.
So, Jenny, what we do here So we get to see you in action on a date.
Okay.
We've heard all about these first date highline.
Yeah, yeah. They're legendary.
So we're going to improvise a date. We choose the location. It's a brewery tour.
Oh, great. Oh, that'll be fun.
But you pick whomever in this room you'd like to go on a date with.
I'm going to date with you, Diana.
Beautiful.
Everyone always picks me.
Wait, oh, really? Do you not want to go?
No, I'm kidding. No one ever picks me.
I can't be like I date both you. I like take both you guys out.
Oh, or... Murph will still get in there.
We okay. might dive in.
Come. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we'll start with two and we'll see where it goes. This is at a brewery?
Yeah. Ready?
Great. Date begins now.
Hi.
Hey, hi.
I'm Diana.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Jenny. Really hi. Nice to finally meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too. You look just like your profile picture.
Yeah, you do, too. It's always really awkward when you get here and, you know, they yeah. look totally different, but...
Totally. So do you like beer?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I'm just sort of just... I don't know a ton about it.
Right. Me neither.
So I'm, like, excited to learn. Like, I'm kind of a, you know, a real beer plebeian.
Yeah, I feel that
I think
way,
that's
too.
The word.
Light, dark, whatever. But I think this will be great. I signed us up. It was only $1,000 each, so...
For both of us, it was like 500 each, or it was 1,000
No, 1,000 each. It was just a cool G each, so I just thought we should do it.
Oh, you know.
So I'll just Venmo request you after the date.
Honestly, I kind of, oh God, not to be like
hey,
super
ladies,
awkward about
this.
Hey,
tour's beginning.
But,
you ready? Is there a problem?
Can we go, I don't have $1,000 to just
what?
Spend on that. Honestly, like I'm sorry, unless you were paying, which honestly, like that is so nice. You don't have to.
No, I thought you were paying.
No, oh no, no, because the person who does the asking, I think usually that's how it.
What?
I just feel this was like a little presumptuous. I honestly, like not to be.
We have a payment plan. Sorry to interrupt, but we do have a payment plan where you could pay like $10 a month.
Yeah, that because I'm well. Okay, for, well, for, first of all, so months. Why is this beer tour? $1,000 because I've been on beer tours before. It was, you know, like 15.
Never like this.
What happens on this tour?
We got the best beer in the USA.
And is it enough to like? So even if let's say I have 10 beers, those
right.
are $100 a beer. There are beers.
Well, you're paying for the beer, but you're also paying for the experience.
Oh, do like
of
special
walking through and seeing the beers and.
That just sounds like
smelling
a normal.
Smelling the beers and tasting the beers. Important.
Oh, my God. Sure. I feel so awful.
This is
I just
really embarrassing.
You were, like, for this.
We no, got well, Scrapple beer. It's our own homemade Scrapple beer. You'll never
Scrapple?
Try that anywhere else. Yeah, like a Scrapple.
Is there anything discounted we could like do, like just stand in the parking lot and you could tell us some beer facts or something?
Okay, look. Here's when you said beer tour, I was down.
I'll do that for $100.
Each or total?
Each.
That's still a little. Can we go? There's another bar. I just walked by it. It looked good. Having a happy hour. We go.
Dugan's. Okay. Don't go to Dugan's.
It's not your fault.
Don't go to Dugan's.
It's just a little more of my price range, honestly.
Sorry, I'm dating a poor person. I have to leave.
I wouldn't even say we're dating, honestly. Because
really? Because we're
date.
Blatantly on it. The worst date of my life.
You're not dating until it's been. You're not dating. Oh, my God. Look. I'm sorry. I'm going to leave. I think I'm going to go.
I was
going to
tell you I loved you.
Okay. I'm definitely heading out. Hey, thank you.
$10
a
piece. My apartment. I've got a homebrew that I'm trying out. It's fermenting in the fridge. It should be ready. $10 a piece. My apartment.
My phone's going off. I should take this.
It could be an emergency.
Yeah, probably. It's probably an emergency.
Oh, she's running in the other direction very fast.
She just sprinted off.
I'll text you.
Rick.
I think she was talking to me. She was going to text me.
Fuck, dude.
You blew that.
I can't get no puss.
No. You know what you should do?
What?
Offer to pay next time.
I don't have any money.
Please split. That's what we do these days. Split it.
Shut up, Rick.
That was a very successful one.
Oh my God.
An unsuccessful
I'm so
date.
Sorry. I'm usually way cooler on dates.
No, it's fine. I am too. It's not. I'm really rich, so it's fine.
Usually I don't charge that much if I was just going to have like a brewery tour. Just so everyone knows, I wouldn't charge that.
That wasn't the real you?
No. Brewery tours are ridiculous and fun. Can be.
That date made me really sad. You know what else is sad?
What?
Saying goodbye to Jenny.
I know. This is very sad. I'm going to miss you too. This was so much fun.
It was really fun.
Thanks for romping around with us.
Thank you guys for having me. I really had a great time. I can't. Diana, what are you?
One of my breasts is up.
Just the one.
What's the other look like?
real weird, which is why she's staying put.
Yeah. And yo, listen, you guys want to visit Jenny? Get on her site. It's Project URK, letter U, letter R, letter O, letter K, .org. Get lots of great content for teens and young adults struggling with mental illness.
And for Jenny's specific information, go on over to JennyJaffe.com for news, videos, and Mo.
She's on Twitter, folks, at Jenny Jaffe.
Also, she has an upcoming show at the Duplex on September 22nd.
Ew. 9:30.
9:30, baby. And she's going to be on a Comic-Con panel in October.
Yes. That's exciting.
I'm really excited about it. I've gotten to do 2 Comic-Cons.
Really?
So I did San Diego.
Yeah,
Murph
I was
did it too.
I was there.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
It was super fun. Right afterwards, Doug Jones, who's a great character actor and like screen capture artist, walked in, and Dave Loveband and I... just fandom
him. Hard. Yeah.
Fandom pretty hard.
That was
a good day.
It is a good day. It's a good day for fans.
Love's been on the show. He's a friend of mine.
Love, he directed a lot of the Project You're Okay videos. So if you like Dave Loveband, you'll love.
Oh, I would love him to have that podcast.
You should have Love.
Love, yeah.
Just sitting and chatting about his loves.
We're all waiting. Anticipation.
So, who else do we want to thank?
I don't think some people are. Producer Bean Hawk, not Beanstalk. That's Ben Hosley.
Also, our mama, UCB Comedy. And please tweet at us at Menage Radio.
On that note, we've been getting a lot of great tweets about your favorite episode and why for our very special gift package. We'll be DMing y'all shortly for those addresses and keep those tweets coming. That special package is a t-shirt, a button, and a special surprise.
A very special surprise. Also, if you're listening to this right now, you gotta come check us out. Our live show is this Saturday at the UCB Theater in Chelsea at midnight. That's Saturday 29th. What the hell is it? August 29th.
August 29th.
Midnight.
Already, wow.
This Saturday.
Only $5.
Only $5.
Tacky King built this amazing contraption. She'll be playing music. We'll be improvising. It's
I've heard
be insane.
Of this. Tacky
King's wild sex
stoked.
Dream. Yeah, this contraption.
Really?
Yeah, Heidi told me about it.
Oh.
Ooh, get ready to live, everybody.
We're hot and bothered about it.
Also, reach out and touch us at menageatois.radio@gmail.com and check us out online at menageatoisradio.com. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Music over, so that means...
That means we have to go. I'm jumping off the High Line.
You jumped off the High Line.
Guys, I jumped off the High Line.
This episode brought to you live from the High Line.
I jumped off the High Line. No, you didn't. You're in a studio.
Menage a Trois recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Menage a Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.